Today is the 7th of June. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So, it's a rare thing here, but for the first time, I actually have a break this weekend. I am not ministering anywhere. I get to spend the whole weekend with my family. And so I'm very much looking forward to that, actually. I'm looking forward to the rest. And I mean, I'm going to get some proper rest and really spend time with my family. Not traveling up and down, but really at home, spending time with my family. And so I'm very much looking forward to this weekend. I don't think you understand how much I'm looking forward to just staying at home. And so on that note, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday, and our verse of the day comes from Matthew 7:7, and it says this: ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. And so, dear Father, we do need your blessing and guidance. Please bless us in several areas that weigh heavily on our heart. In addition, dear Father, we need your wisdom in the following matter: of our home, of our finances, of our mind, of our career. And finally, dear God, please make your presence in our lives very clear for the rest of this week. We don't doubt your love for us, but we really do need to be reassured of your nearness as we face the challenges that lie before us at this time. This we pray in your precious name. Amen. And so as the week begins to draw closer to an end, I want you to reflect on how far God has brought you between Monday and now. And you might be thinking, hold on, JC, between Monday and Thursday, it's only 4 days. But I want you to get to the point where you don't take the little things for granted. Like you're just going to assume that the Almighty God is going to allow you to see the next day. The Bible says that tomorrow is not promised unto us. And so we have to live every day intentionally, and we have to worship God intentionally and make it our lifestyle. And so that's why I say we have to look at that. We have to look at the fact that God has brought us through Monday, Sunday through Thursday, Monday through Thursday. And so I just want you right now to reverence your King, and I want you to reflect on his goodness, which is what we've been doing this week. Reflecting on his goodness. The Bible says in Romans 2 verse 4, it says, or do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance? The kindness of God leads you to repentance. I've been saying this all week, that worship is a response. Worship is a response to your God. And so, I want you to worship him from the depth, from the depth. I want us now to press into a deeper level of worship. Consistently say this, but we are on an Isaiah 66 verse 18 journey. You know, I want all nations and all tongues to come together to see his glory. And I don't want us to just see his glory in the same old way. I want us to experience him in a new light. I want us to experience him in a new dimension. And that's only going to happen when we really get intentional about knowing him and about having a relationship with him and about worshiping and understanding his word and understanding how to pray and understanding how to be in his presence and really asking God, what does this worship look like to you? So Father, we're here, ready to receive your glory, ready to receive your glory, for we are here, ready to hear your voice, we want to hear your voice. We want to hear your voice, Father, Father, speak to us, speak to us, oh, we want to know you more and more, so open eyes, so that we may see you. We wanna see you. We've got to see you. Yes, Lord. Yinirebo shaka tarabase kitirebo shaka. Minirebo shana rabase nirebo shaka. Yeketerebo shaka. So if you can speak in your heavenly language, will you do that right now? And if you can't, then create a song in your heart. If there is a scripture that you hold on to and that you believe in God for, turn it into a song. Because that's the prophetic worship right there. Turning scripture into a song. Genesis 1 verse 4 says, God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. I believe that God is about to separate us from a few things, and sometimes that can be scary, but you'll see that when you come out on the other side, you'll understand exactly why God had you go through that. So do not be afraid of his works, yeah. Do not be afraid of his works. Because he that began a good work will surely complete it. He is not a God that he should lie. Nor a man that he needs to repent. His word never changes. And his love is everlasting. Se que te rebo shandara pasende.
mushk mindere po repo 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 yeah. Oh. Some of you of how much he loves you, and God is reminding you of his kindness. Please don't look at where you are, and please don't look at how things look at the moment, but God has a bigger and greater plan for you, since he knew you before you were even born, before you even formed in your mother's womb. God knew your name. That his plans for you are not of evil but of good. He will never harm his children. No. He will never harm his children. Instead, he'll give you the key of life. He'll give you the key of life. But what will you do with it? The Bible says in 1 Timothy 4 verse 4 says, "For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude." For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude. And so that is something that I pray for. Father, give me a grateful heart. Give me a grateful attitude. I just want to be right in his presence. And so for the next minute and a half, I'm not going to say anything. I just want you to reflect on him and use these moments to worship. Worship him. Father God, we thank you, we glorify you, we honor you. Thank you for the blessings, thank you for the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your loving kindness. Help me to worship you intentionally. Show me what worship looks like to you. I want to worship you how you want to be worshipped. And so our declaration of the day says this: I declare that I am calm and peaceful. I will not let people or circumstances upset me. I will rise above every difficulty, knowing that God has given me the power to remain calm. I choose to live my life happy, bloom where I am planted, and let God fight my battles. This is my declaration. And so, Father, our prayer this week has been, thank you. Thank you, Father, that the Lord Jesus is our serenity and our peace. We thank you that in him we can cast all our worries, mental stress, and cares that cloud our heart into your hands. for you have promised that you will take care of all our burdens if we will simply place all our anxieties on your shoulder. Thank you that the Lord Jesus is the heavenly peacemaker, and we ask that the perfect peace of God and the supreme serenity of the Lord Jesus may rule in our hearts and minds, so that it overspills into the lives of all of whom we come in contact with today. This we ask in your precious name. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen. So, once again, we are on all the social media websites. Heart of Worship is on Facebook. If you want to follow me personally, I am on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at JC May or JC May Music. So if you want to go ahead and follow me, you can do that on all those platforms. I was saying to you the other day that if there's anything I can help you with to deepen your relationship with Christ, really help you get into the Word, help you get deeper with your worship, please do reach out to me. I really do want to hear from you. If this is your first time listening to Heart of Worship, if this is your first week listening to Heart of Worship, please do let me know. Please send me a message. Please direct message me on Instagram or send me a message on Facebook or Twitter. I would love to welcome you into this beautiful family and really keep in contact with you. So guys, that's it. Until tomorrow, my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, stay blessed. I love you. Bye.